In 5 minutes, you can check your phone for messages, tell somebody you care, or listen to Mission Network News. We'll take you around the world. Today, Greece, Central African Republic, and China. But more importantly, ways for you to get involved. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Imagine living in another country without any of your personal belongings. More than 4 million Syrian refugees are doing just that. Some are seeking refuge in Europe, a trip taking them through Greece. That's a country with incredible financial difficulties of their own. Christian Aid Mission Steve Van Valkenburg.
They will go through a place like Greece, which is a gateway for them to get into Europe. There are tens of thousands every month going through countries like Greece. So it's a great opportunity, though, for Christians who are there to reach out to these people and meet their physical, emotional needs, but also to share Christ with them.
Christian Aid Mission is helping partners in Greece fund aid work. The uncertainty that's plaguing refugees is forcing them to think.
There's a lot of openness to the gospel and a great desire to read New Testaments and to get together with Christians and find out what the Bible says and what Christianity is about. There's been many who are becoming Christians.
Costs in Greece are high. Your donation can help. There's a link in our web story. As crises clash in Greece, the Planned Parenthood scandal enters its third week in the U.S. Following the release of a third undercover video, pro-lifers rallied in more than 50 cities yesterday under the banner Women Betrayed. Life International's Belinda Delahoyd.
This issue is one that will never go away in the United States or around the world, because it has to do with who is a human being.
Life International is partnering with churches and pastors in 83 nations to answer that question from Scripture. And as they do,
we have over 18,000 decisions for Christ. That's the amazing thing here. It's the combination of the gospel so that hearts are healed and the sanctity of life message so that lives are saved. Those two always go together.
Around the world, 42 million unborn lives are aborted every year. Partner with Life International at missionnews.org to save some. This is Mission Network News. Just because the last thing you heard about the Central African Republic is the success of their peace agreement doesn't mean trouble's over. One of Open Doors USA's biggest concerns is the refugee camps. Supplies arrive every 3 months, but the food only lasts about a month. Shelter's another huge issue, especially with the rainy season coming in fast. The Body of Christ is desperate for prayer. Find specific requests at our website. There are 30 million Chinese tourists that visit Hong Kong and Macau each year. What if it was possible to share the gospel with all of them? Well, that's exactly what a local ministry is trying to do, and World Missionary Press is pitching in to help. Harold Mack.
This is a great opportunity for us. World Missionary Press provides scripture booklets and Bible study booklets for use in reaching these tourists. The ministry that we're working with, they give out over 100,000 gospel bags every month.
Each gospel bag has scripture booklets, which tell the story of Jesus and how to become a believer.
We're getting ready to produce and send 2 ship containers full of scripture materials, one to Hong Kong and one to Macau. Each container will include just about 1 million scripture booklets.
You can be a part of this movement by going to our website for links. Your gift of just $25 will help minister to 500 people. And 2,000 years of persecution breeds 2,000 years of church growth. That's the message Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is sending to secret believers in Iran. Sat7's new program, God and the Persecuted, uses stories from church history to inspire hidden believers. It's helping them persevere through trial. Want to make a difference? $10 brings Sat7 to 10 viewers for a whole year. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for the world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every day. Sign up, it's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures, links to expanded news coverage, and a whole lot more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.